The chapter corresponding to this lecture contains one big exercise. If you do this exercise, it should give you the basic understanding of inheritance and polymorphism required at this course level. It is not meant to be a quick 1 to 2 hour exercise, so spend some time designing how you are going to implement it. If you just start coding right away, you will likely go down wrong paths and make many errors because you do not have a perspective of the overall program. So we recommend that you design a plan and then talk to your instructor about it and any questions you may have before you begin. Once you truly understand how everything works and the C++ you need to implement your ideas, it is actually not that complex of a program. Lecture 9 Summary. Inheritance allows a derived class to inherit the data and methods of a base class. In this way, we only have to write the general shared code once, and we can pass it along to the specific classes via inheritance, thereby saving work and reusing code. Furthermore, from an object-oriented programming standpoint, C++ inheritance allows us to model real-world inheritance relationships in code, thereby allowing us to more closely model real-world objects with software objects. When a class contains a variable of some type t as a member variable, we say the class has a t. When we compose a class out of other types, object-oriented programmers use the term composition to denote this. That is, the class is composed out of those other types. When a class A inherits publicly from a class B, object-oriented programmers say that we are modeling an is-a relationship. That is, A is a B, but not conversely. Essentially, this is what public inheritance means, is a. If derived is a base, then we can switch back and forth between the derived object and its base part via pointer casting. We use the term upcast when casting up the inheritance chain, that is, from a derived object to its base part. Likewise, we use the term downcast when casting down the inheritance chain, that is, from the base part to the derived object. Note that downcasting is not always safe. Remember, a derived object is a specific kind of base object, but not conversely. In other words, a derived object will always have a base part, but a base object does not necessarily have part of a derived object. In base pointer, base equals new derived, we say that the variable base has the static type base and the dynamic type derived. Polymorphism allows us to upcast concrete types to a more general type, but such that the program still knows to invoke the methods that correspond to the object's dynamic types. Virtual functions are what make a type polymorphic.